When your eyesight is at stake, it pays to travel to one of the world's leading eye surgeons. Dr. Johnny Gayton is an author, speaker, Christian leader, and a renowned surgical eye expert. Whether it's cataracts, PRK, LASIK, or implanted lenses, when only the best is needed, see Dr. Johnny Gayton at eyesightassociates.com.
This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology, and we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. Welcome back to the Q&A, questions and answers with Kolov, Nikita Kolov. And I got a special friend with us today, sitting on his John Deere, Richard Bell. Welcome back to Q&A with Kolov, Richard.
Hey, how you doing, Nikita?
I'm doing wonderful. Sounds like you were like sprinting, like doing 40-yard dash sprints or running a marathon or something. Were you outdoors working, weren't you?
I was moving pretty good.
You enjoying
coming up the hill?
Enjoying the great outdoors. Oh, I got you coming up the hill. Okay, all right.
Yeah. And,
are you literally on a John Deere, or are you just pulling my leg?
No, I'm literally on a John Deere Gator. I mean, I'm on John Deere tractor, but a Gator, like side by side.
I hear you, a John Deere side by side. Well, I sure appreciate you carving out a few minutes today. And of course, you know, you're no stranger to the show, and perhaps some of our listeners have heard, you know, Richard Bell in the past, but then again, maybe not. So you and your lovely bride, Nancy, have become dear, dear friends over the last several years, and you're living over in the Shelby area of North Carolina. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Yeah, I knew that. I'm just testing to see if you remembered that.
I vaguely remember that. Just on the outskirts of the city limits there, you know, I vaguely remember it.
Outskirts. Because you do, since probably the last time I've had you on the show, you've done a couple different things. I know you were setting up some fencing. And what are you doing now? What are you into right now?
Well, actually, we just got done with the fence. They just finished the fence last week. That's where I'm out here right now, out here looking at the fence. And I'm fixing to train dogs inside this fence out here. And that's what I'm working on right now.
Now, you're going to train dogs for hunting? What are you going to train
hunting,
dogs?
Rabbit hunting.
Rabbit hunting. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to so you'll train them and then sell them, or what will you do?
Well, I'm going to actually train them for people. They'll bring them to me, and I'll train them for them.
Okay, to do rabbit hunting. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What prompted you? What gave you the inspiration to do that?
Well, that's something I grew up with. Me and my dad done that. We done a lot of field trialing when I was a kid. We used to travel around and field trial our dogs in competition, and we was into that quite a bit. And that just never left me. And I'm just now getting back into it, and I want to do that. And I got the opportunity to actually fence in some property and actually train dogs now.
So you kind of almost sounds like kind of come full circle there in a sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to getting it going.
Well, it sounds like fun. Now, how will people, like, if somebody said, man, I want to train my dog to hunt rabbits. Like, is there a way they get a hold of you? Like, do you have a website or just word of mouth?
No, I'm just word of mouth right now. I've not got no website set up, but I will eventually have that set up. I'm not quite ready to go with it right yet. I got to get some rabbit stocked in here and all that, and just go from there.
All right. Well, so then I'll say for all you listening out there, you just go to koloff.net and you email me and say, hey, I heard the interview with Richard Bell and I'd like him to train my dog to hunt rabbits. You message me and then I'll make sure and get your information over to Richard and we'll get your dog trained to hunt rabbits. Now, Richard, you and your wife Nancy are big supporters for Koloff for Christ Ministries, and you're such a blessing to me and you and her both, and of course one of the fun things we've done recently is you've taken a couple trips with me, kind of like a David and Jonathan. In fact, you flew on your very first airplane last year with me, did you not?
Yes, I did. We went to Memphis, and that was quite an adventure. I tell you, that was an adventure.
You were nervous. You were nervous.
Yeah, I was nervous. And we've been on another trip since then, and it was a piece of cake.
So I
just got to prepare for the landing. Just got to prepare for that landing, and we'll be all right.
The takeoff is no problem. It's the landing that you have to mentally prepare for. That's right.
Yes.
Well, so we go to Memphis, and of course, I had a little surprise up my sleeve for you there in Memphis. So we were going over to I was speaking at a men's conference, Brother Ronnie Coleman over there in Middle Tennessee, or the not Middle Tennessee, over kind of the western Tennessee, Jackson, Tennessee, I believe, is where his church is located. But we drove up, we rented a car, drove up to Missouri, spoke at a big men's conference there in Missouri, came back to Memphis. But while we were in Memphis, I sprung a little surprise on you, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
What did we do? Tell our listeners.
We got to go see the King's house.
Graceland.
We got to go to Graceland.
You had never been to Graceland.
I had never been to Graceland. That was so unique that if you've never been to Graceland, folks, you need to go if you're ever in Memphis.
Yeah, even if you're not an Elvis fan, right? But especially if you're an Elvis fan. But even if you're not an Elvis fan, you need to go. Just put it in your bucket list. Go tour Graceland, right?
That is, I mean, it takes you about all morning to do it, but it's worth it.
It was more than worth it, and it was such a joy for me to bless you with that experience and be able to. Of course, he had in his museum. I got to say this, Graceland. His home, I mean, all the history behind it, and his outfits and everything else. But what impressed you more than anything, Richard, was what at Graceland?
The John Deere tractor.
Spoken like a true outdoorsman, the John Deere tractors. Now, I assure you, there's somebody listening right now that says, I didn't even know Elvis Presley had John Deere tractors, but you loved that part of it. It was amazing.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And then since then we flew up to Washington D.C. You got to, because you've never been there either, have you?
No, that was a trip. We just got back from there about a month ago,
and we were there. Of course, we were up there tag teaming with my dear friend Frank Shelton there in Delaware. But we flew into Reagan National Airport there. We didn't get the time that you needed to, you know, fully see like the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument and all. We saw it from a distance, but that just means you and Miss Nancy are going to have to make a special trip to D.C. sometime and tour it.
Yes, we are. We're going to have to.
So so we've had that time together, that fun together. There'll be some other trips in the future. And then last but not least, before we get to your questions, of course, you know, you came to Man Camp. You were greatly impacted by Man Camp. You have since come back, and whether it's coming down on our banquet night or coming down to serve for the entire week, and you've been amazing, an amazing, you know, servant in that regard. And for our listeners out there, maybe there's a wife out there listening to Q&A with Koloff, or maybe a woman who's got a son or a dad, or if not a husband or just a man out there is listening right now, what would you say, take in a synopsis, why should they consider coming to Man Camp with Lex Luger and I?
It's an experience. I mean, if you have a husband, if you're a wife, you would want your husband to come down there. I mean, it impact your relationship with your husband quite a bit, because I mean, he'll come back a changed man. Physically, mentally, and spiritually, he'll come back a changed person. And then he'll make all new contacts around. I mean, it's hard telling the brothers he'll make. He'll make all kinds of new friends and brothers for life. I mean, it's a good experience.
Yeah,
that's a good learning experience.
It's a great plug. And of course, you know, life-changing is the comment probably hear more than anything from guys who attend Man Camp that return home. And I can't say 100% of the time, but I can say a high percentage of the time. So many people comment. So many guys comment. You can go on the website, go on mancamp.info. Go to mancamp.info and just read some of the testimonies, some of the stories of marriages that have been restored, of relationships with dads, with sons, or with daughters that have been restored or renewed or as Richard just said, relationships that have been enhanced. And Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Would your company, business, or you personally like to partner with me in supporting Koloff for Christ Ministries, The Man Up Show, and Man Up Minutes? Go to koloff.net and click the donate button. You can give monthly, annually, or one time. God bless you for making a difference around the world.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
And I just appreciate you, Richard. Appreciate your service, heart, and your willingness to come and serve.
Yeah, we appreciate you too, Nikita.
All right, well, let's segue. Let's transition over to a couple questions you might have for me, and go for it. Go for your first one.
Okay, what prompted you and Lex to come up with Man Camp? I mean, what got y'all started with Man Camp?
The inspiration behind that?
Yeah, the inspiration behind that.
So, you know, I'd been affiliated, associated, partnering with a ministry out of Texas called Fellowship of the Sword for 12 years, and because I went to my first camp that they hosted in March of 2006, and was, as we're talking about, I was greatly impacted and given tools and given, you know, equipped with things that would make me a better man. And I began to implement those and build a relationship with those guys. Actually went back out to Texas 3 more times that year to, like you, to just serve, to go work in the kitchen or whatever they needed me to do. I just said, hey, I want to witness other guys being impacted the way I was. And so 12 years with that ministry, of course, Lex had experienced that. He came to one of those camps that I was facilitating in Alabama. And I ended up facilitating about somewhere between 60 or 70 of those between Texas and Alabama and Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan. And then in 2015, Lex came to live with me for about 10 months up in North Carolina. And it was during that time, Richard, that really God kind of birthed. And he had been saying to me, I see you doing your own camp one day. And I was kind of like, I see us doing a camp together one day. And in 2015, you know, during that 10-month stretch, you know, spending time together, praying with each other, for each other, with each other, you know, praying in our own little prayer closet, you know, the idea for Man Up Conference, that's a full-blown conference for any pastor out there listening or anyone that would like to bring the Man Up Conference to your church or community. I do about 15 or 20 of those a year. It's a Saturday event. It just kind of highlights, it just touches on what the camp experience might be. So out of that, anyway, all that to say, out of that came the Man Up Conference that I do on Saturdays. And then that's the appetizer. And I tell people, Richard, that the camp, the man camp, is the entree and the dessert with the cherry on top. That's the full experience, where at the conference, we spend a few hours together, but at the camp, we spend a few days together, and that's where we really have the time to pour into guys. And so I took all of that experience with the other ministry, combined with a new format and an outline and materials that God gave me as Lex and I prayed through that. And so we launched that. We're now year number six, believe it or not, already, that we've been doing these man camps every spring, every fall, and seeing so many men's lives impacted that come from all over the country. And so that was the inspiration. That's where it was birthed from, the time that Lex and I had to live together and spend together.
It's worked out well. I mean, I can see it's changed a lot of people.
It has.
It's worked out really well.
Including yourself. So
yes,
I appreciate
I
it. Yeah, all right. Well, you got another question for me, Richard?
Well, it's not really a question, but when you there's a story that I've always thought that was very, I've always been very touched by, when you went in October 93, or I think in 93, when you went back to church and that guy come up to you, he had seen you on TV,
mm-hmm.
and he had prayed for you all them years.
Mm-hmm.
You know the story I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell the folks out there listening about that just briefly? I mean, I know you've probably run out of time, but that story has always meant so much to me. Just how that guy knowed, just that story just always meant a lot to me.
So the story that Richard's referring to, and that's a question, because you said, can I tell that story? So that qualifies.
Oh.
As a
okay.
question, okay?
So right. Yeah, it does. Okay.
The story he's referring to is when I made a decision 17 October 1993 to meet some friends who I'd met, a Christian couple who I'd met through business at their church in Concord, North Carolina. And it was that day that I had my aha moment of what was missing in my life, and that was a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I knew the story. I first 34 years of my life knew the story in my head, but that story had never made the 18-inch trip from my head down to my heart until that morning. And when I responded to the altar, got on my knees, confessed, repented, asked Jesus to come in my life, of course, encountered him and experienced him, and nothing's ever been the same since. It's been an incredible journey ever since. But at the end of that service, an elderly man named Buddy came up to me, and he introduced himself, and he said, "You don't know me, I'm not a wrestling fan, but I got to tell you this story." I'm like, "Okay." And he said, 5 years ago, I was watching television, surfing through the channels, and wrestling was on. I stopped and I'm watching it. He goes, "No offense, but I'm watching going, I don't even like wrestling. Why am I watching this?" He goes, "But you were on doing an interview." And he said, "God spoke to my heart and said these words, Nikita." He said, pray for that man's salvation. I have a call to ministry on his life, quote unquote. And I was like, wow, you know, I was kind of blown away by that. And he goes, Nikita, for the last 5 years, I've been praying for you every day. Now, this guy didn't even know me, right? He just saw me on TV. God put it on his heart to pray for me. And he said, you know, I didn't even know you were in church today. He goes, I wasn't even coming today. I hadn't been here in several months because I've been very sick and very ill. He looked ill that day, kind of white and ashy and pale. In fact, he didn't live a whole lot longer than that. But he looked at me and he goes, you know, I kind of argued with God and gave in and came today and sat in the back on the floor here. Didn't know you were here, but when you walked to the altar, when you walked across the floor, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the guy I've been praying for 5 years. And he started tearing up and choking up. And he goes, wow, he goes, God really blessed me today to witness you, Nikita Koloff, surrender your life to Christ. Like, God blessed that one man. He blessed Buddy and all of his faithful prayers that he got to see answered that day that I walked forward and gave my life to Christ. And I never forgot that story. And I appreciate you asking about it, Richard. I don't often tell that story, but I use that story for you out there in listening land as inspiration. Maybe you get tired of praying for somebody, praying for a loved one to come to Christ, or a prodigal son or daughter, or you know, a wayward family member, or a coworker who, you know, you just know in your heart of hearts doesn't have a relationship with Jesus but needs one. Let me encourage you by saying don't give up. Don't give up praying for another individual. Keep praying, because you never know until they breathe that last breath that they might surrender their life to Christ, or might come back to Christ, or might get out of the pig pen. Clean them, you know, God cleans them up and dusts them off, and they serve Jesus the rest of their life. So, Richard, I appreciate you asking me to share that story. And you're such a dear friend. I dearly love you and Miss Nancy, and just really appreciate you guys. And
we appreciate you.
Look forward to having you at more man camps, and looking forward to some more weekend adventures together, Richard.
Yes, sir. Me too. It's always an adventure when you got me alone. You know that.
It is. Listen, I can't tell you how nervous he was on that very first flight. But boy, you were old hat by the time we did land on that return flight, and then the second flight. I mean, man, you know, like a hand in a glove, buddy. Yeah, you were a pro. Yeah. That's right. You were a pro. So, yeah. All right. Well, hey, I can't wait to hear more too about training them dogs for rabbit hunting too, Richard.
Yeah, so. I'll let you know all about it.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in today, all you out there in listening land. And I'm just going to challenge you to go out and live a God-filled, God-blessed day. Till next time. Thank you. The Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com, because you are number one.
If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
This is the Truth Network.